So let's jazz it up, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most for this evening. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have with me my jazz musician, Scotty Barnett. Scott, are you with me this evening?
I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
Now, that song track called It Didn't Have to End This Way. Wow, I like that. I really like that.
Thank you. I can dig that.
So where are you calling from, Scott?
I'm calling from South Carolina. I'm calling like 45 miles outside of Columbia, South Carolina, a little hick, little place called Dazzle, South Carolina.
All right. Now tell briefly about yourself and how you came into the music industry. Who inspired you?
Okay,
any other artists?
About myself.
Yeah.
Okay, briefly I could say that I love poetry. More or less, I have a comical side to me. I'm quiet at times, and I just really like having fun, and I just like enjoying life.
All right. So, what are the other artists that inspired you as a child growing up? What music genre would that be?
Well, that would be like maybe big band, the cool era with Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Bird Parker, and then later on maybe Miles Davis with jazz fusion, and from there then Earth, Wind, and Fire, and funk, and from funk it just led to all different sorts of things. But I just mostly stayed with jazz because I love jazz. I mean, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire and all the funk groups from that era.
Oh, okay. And what music instruments you play?
Well, I play keyboards. I'm trying to get better. I play drums. So I'm, like I said, I'm trying to get better at both instruments. My father has a cousin that has a band, that had a band in the 80s. It was Bird Barnett and Touchstone. It was from there. I would go to his concerts and watch him, and I'm like, man, I really want to, you know, do this type of thing.
Right. So this soundtrack, It Didn't Have to End This Way. This is the main song single that you're trying to put out. Is there a story behind this song?
Basically, it was I was in a relationship with this woman, and we knew each other as kids, and we finally got together, I guess, after me longing for her, and I finally got her. And then next thing you know, we stayed together for a whole year, and we had our ups and downs, and she didn't want to be with me anymore. And to this very day, when we see each other, we'll look at each other, and it seems like it's really like a cold stare she has at me. And I kind of blame myself. Maybe I wanted too much, or maybe I expected too much out of her instead of just letting her be herself. And, you know, I guess it was just too much. But, you know, I'm like, wow, it didn't have to end like that. But, you know, she said things, I said things, and, you know, and you know, we move on. But yeah, it was deep. I have deep regret, you know, if I did anything to her, said anything, which I did, but, you know, it goes on without saying.
Yeah. Just an experience in life. We're not going to elaborate too much on that. But
no.
I do like that cut. I want to play another song.
Sure.
Uneven Pavement. Is there a story behind that? This one.
A brief story. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, on 285 and I-20. The traffic was really bad, or there's either road construction going on, or there's car accidents. It's like, it's like being in it's like being on the German Autobahn. It's just that wide open. I mean, they just have. I mean, people from Georgia, they're crazy. But anyway, but not to offend anybody from Georgia. It's just you're at your own peril when you go out there on 285 and 20. Is like, it's just. I mean, people actually drive like over 100 miles per hour. It's like, my God. I mean, and you will actually, you'll get hurt if you don't speed up. So, I mean, that's where it came from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here is Uneven Pavement. We'll be right back. Number is 657-383-0771. We have 3 minutes left in the showcase. Scotty, are you still with me this evening?
I'm still here.
All right. Could you go ahead and give your website information and any social sites you're located on, as well as where to purchase your music, please?
Okay. You can go to iTunes and look up Scotty Barnett, and I'm on SoundCloud.
All right. Are you on Instagram or Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Instagram as well.
Can you spell it out on Instagram?
Sure. I'm going to my page right now. It's just basically Scotty Barnett. Scotty period Barnett. SCOTTIE.
Is spell like that on Twitter?
Yes, it's Scotty Barnett.
Okay. All right. And where to purchase the music on SoundCloud, you said?
No, you can go to iTunes and buy it.
Okay. All right. I hope you all hear that, everyone. All right. Are you still doing any performances, live performances in your city?
No, I hadn't. No, I'm kind of shy. I really want to perfect what it is that I'm doing, and when I do go live, I want to have a live band with me, and I want to have, you know, I want to work on my arrangements, or, you know, or better yet, let the other musicians have their interpretation on what it is that I'm trying to do without trying to make it studio perfect. But, you know, I give them that freedom in which to express themselves.
Okay, so Do you have a music project as far as an album you're working on, maybe?
Yes, I do have an album out with a hip hop artist. His name, I can't say his name. Well, his real name is Jonathan Hawkins. The name of the album is it's called A Dying Breed. I did some production for him, and you know, the reaction has been pretty favorable. And my manager, she's trying to help get this album out there to the public. It's really a great album.
So will that information be on your website?
Yes. I mean, in fact, it's on my Twitter page. I didn't put it on my SoundCloud or my I think it's on my iTunes too. Yeah, it's there. If not, they could always come to me from Instagram or Twitter, and I can give it to them, or Facebook, and I'll gladly give them the information to pass on to them if they're interested.
Now I want to play spin this other song track. It's called Marie Grady Good Lovin'. Are you doing vocals on this track?
No, actually, it's Marie and Timothy Bliss Hawkins. He helped produce the album. The song. And Marie did the lyrics. I co-wrote the lyrics with her. And Bliss came in. He did the keyboards. I did the drums and the bass line. And he came in and put like the keyboard arrangements in there. And there you have it right there.
So is there a story behind this track? I really like this.
Thank you. It started off. I think Shantae Moore had a song out called Shantae Has a Man. And I could really do something with that. I mean, I like the flow of the song. I said, and that inspired me. So I just did my interpretation of that song. So it was, I don't know if it was the same tempo or rather in the same key, but I said, I could do this song too. I could do it in my way. And I did it my way. And Marie came in and she took my lyrics and she cleaned them up and she made that song her own. I mean, and she just, I thought she did a great job with it. Actually, she did an excellent job with it.
And yeah,
He did the background vocals, and I'm like, wow. I said, man, this song should really go out to the public. I mean, it's something that you don't want to put on the shelf. But anyway, I'm sorry I'm too long-winded. Go ahead.
That's all right. This is good. This is Good Loving by Scotty.
Good love and good love is what you're giving me. Lord, and I must testify, your love is all I need.
All I need.
Satisfy the lioness in you.
is Marie Grady and good loving, everyone. Thank you for still tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. You still have a few minutes to go. If you still want to call in on the guest line number at 657-383-0771. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Scott, you still with me this evening?
Yes, I'm here.
Wow. Now, with that cut right there, what is to expect in the upcoming album, new music project? Are you going to have more vocals, hip-hop, rap, or any R&B in it?
I really want to do more instrumental and vocal. I mean, with people
okay.
who can actually sing, you know,
yeah.
who can actually sing, write, you know, and just
yeah.
you know, just give them that platform in which to do, like, sort of like Quincy Jones and Norman Conners did back in the day.
Yeah.
Like how he deal with Michael Henderson. And he goes, hey, just go ahead and, you know, do what you want to do. I'll be right behind you, you know. You know, just giving you that support. Just, you know, just being able to let the song breathe, you know, from a different aspect.
Right. So, do you like doing cover songs? Since I see you try to emulate greats from Miles Davis, Coltrane, Herbie Hancock. Have you ever thought to do a track off of Miles Davis, Coltrane, or Herbie Hancock anytime?
I think if I were to do, it would be Green and Blue by Miles Davis with I forgot his name that played the piano. I forgot the name of the guy that played the piano for him back during that time. I think during the 40s and the 50s. I forgot the name. But anywho, if I were to do, it would be something like that. It would be strictly acoustic.
Okay. So I would like to ask you this. Choose an artist or artists. If you were chosen to do a live performance, or rather a performance on a radio show with a celebrity artist for a big listeners on a radio show, since you don't like to do physical performances, what artist or any artist you would choose to perform with? Who would that be? Home with it.
I think that it would be Sting. Definitely Sting.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I love this first solo album, Dream of the Blue Turtles. I mean, I love that. I mean, how would he ever top that album? Or if I played, you know, after him, how would I top all those songs that he made? I mean, that would be a challenge in itself, but I mean, Sting definitely would be Sting.
Yeah, I really like that song he did for Africa with Nelson Mandela. I can't remember the name of that song, but I loved it so much. It was so inspiring. I couldn't believe it came from Sting, but wow, that's really to the left there. And thanks for that information. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So what is that ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, Scott?
I think I'd like for them to know that, you know, each day that we live is a gift and it's a blessing, and we should, you know, take that gift and use it to, you know, to help others as well as ourselves, and just, you know, just be able to be like-minded, loving one another regardless of color. Or whatever, political background, or whatever. That type of thing. Because music is a healer.
So, as far as this single, the main one, it didn't have to end this way. You really want to put that song out. So, what is it that you want people to get out of that track? What is that ultimate desire you want people to understand in that music track?
Well, basically, you know, love comes, and it comes sometimes unexpected, and sometimes we force it. We don't have to force love. We have to love ourselves before we can love anybody else. I mean, you can't mold somebody into what you want them to be, and that's where I failed. That's where I failed at trying to, you know, mold somebody. You know, we're not supposed to be molded. We're supposed to be understanding of one another.
Right. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. I would like for you to give. Go ahead. Say that.
I said, thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott. You're an inspiration to me and your music. You're a natural creator and writer, songwriter, and I really love your style and your music. Thank you for your participation and coming on the show and giving us a little window to see the person you are and being able to listen to your music. And while we're talking on that, why don't you go ahead and give your website information and where we can find you on any social sites for our listeners to follow you up on.
Sure. I'm going to SoundCloud right now because I don't have the best memory in the world because I go to SoundCloud every now and then, but here we go. All right. Okay, it's and like I said, just give me a second here. Okay, it's HTTPS. I think it's a hyphen. Well, anyway, it's SoundCloud.com/Scotty_Barnett.
Okay, Scotty_Barnett, everyone. And what social sites are you listed on that they can follow you up on?
I'm at Facebook. You can just put Scotty Keith Barnett. That's my whole name. You'll see me. You'll just see all of me with a big loud orange shirt. That's me. So I mean, if you see the funny looking guy with the orange shirt, that's me.
All right, you hear that, everyone? And where can we purchase these singles at? This music.
You can go to iTunes.
All right, everyone. All right. So also, you can give a shout out to any persons that supported you on your music journey. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to thank God, my mother, my father, Damon Lewis, Marie Grady, my sister Linda, just so countless people who stood and listened to my music, even laughed at it, but I thank them too. I mean, I had to get better at what I was doing, I thank them.
All right.
And you
and
as well. Thank you for having
me. Oh, you're welcome. I'm smiling. Thanks, Scott. And you're more than welcome. You have any words of wisdom, any advice, a message to deliver for those that want to get into the music industry?
Sure. By all means, just keep, just perfecting your craft. No matter what anybody says, just if you're doing music from your heart, that's the biggest reward. I mean, money will come afterwards, but if you're doing it just for the money, then you're not going to go far. But if you're just doing it just for the sheer love of it and the artistry of it, you will go, that's the biggest reward right there, touching people with your music.
All right. Well, everyone, I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this evening's showcase. If anyone misses it, all you do is follow the link to this show. This show has been recorded, and you'll be able to see this show on other social sites and websites. You can find the show also on Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Spreaker.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all other sites online everywhere. And I look forward to be playing on jazzyjams.online, and his music will be in rotation as well. And Scott, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have a blessed evening. I will spin the last song called Emotions in Motion by Scott Barnett. And I will keep in touch with you, Scott. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening.
You too, ma'am. Bye. Thank you.